Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Bruins try to put their disappointing 2014-2015 season behind them tonight. When the puck drops at the Garden, they begin the new season with tonight's game against the Winnipeg Jets. The Bruins missed the playoffs last season, and the team has undergone a pretty significant makeover since then. To preview the new season, we turn to Boston Globe sports reporter Fluto Shinzawa, who covers the Bruins. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, quite a few players from last season are gone, including top scorer Milan Lucic. How much of a hit is that for the Bruins, do you think?
A very significant, Deb. If you look at Lucic, who you mentioned, that was a very significant player who was, in many senses, the hallmark of what the Bruins stood for a long time. Big, physical, tough, skilled forward. So the challenge here is whether they're star players, so that's Tuukka Rask, that's Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, David Krejci. Can they be good enough, and can the coaching from Claude Julien be good enough to make up for a roster that pales compared to previous editions?
So, you know, you mentioned Krejci, and he's back after missing a lot of this last season with an injury. We also had team captain Zdeno Chara on the injured reserve list in the preseason. How big of a deal also will injuries be in terms of playing into this?
It's always going to be significant, Deb, not just for the Bruins, but for any other team. It's just such a rough sport. Last season, David Krejci, he had groin problems right from the start, and then he suffered a knee injury in February. So you look at last year, he was never right. Zdeno Chara, he was hurt in the first preseason game this year. So he's going to be behind it a little bit from the start. There are already issues there. Dennis Seidenberg is going to miss possibly the first 2 months because of an injury that required surgery on his back. So there are issues already.
So, you know, under Coach Julien, the Bruins have been known as a strong defensive team. Do you think that they will have good defense this year? And is it still part of the strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Claude's DNA. He's always been a defense-first coach. The thing here that's a little bit different is the turnover on defense. You look at some of the players that were here just over a year ago before a trade. That's a lot of turnover there from experienced players that you're looking at younger defensemen. We have players like Matt Irwin, Colin Miller, Zach Trotman, Kevin Miller. These are players that are playing out of position. They're being asked to play a few more minutes and take on more responsibility than they have before. It might be a little rocky at the start.
Among NHL coaches this year, Coach Julien is the one with the most time with the same team. But how secure is his job if the Bruins don't get off to a good start?
That's one of the things that everybody will be watching. One of the things that helps Claude is his contract security. This is the first year of his new contract. You look at the history and you look at his accomplishments, they've been impeccable. Every year except last year that he's been in Boston, they've made the playoffs. You have to expect that it's going to be a little bit tough at the start. But that said, if you go 2-3 months and this team is really treading water and below the playoff cutoff line, Claude would be on the hot seat.
So, you know, you mentioned some key players that are lost, the high turnover, the injuries. You're not sounding very optimistic here, Fluto.
Well, I think that this is the first we've seen since Julien's been the coach that we've had this kind of turnover. Now, you have some promise with some young players, Ryan Spooner, David Pastrnak, Brett Connolly, Jimmy Haidt, but they're in an unusual position, so I think that's why you see some uncertainty. There's certainly a let's wait and see attitude about this team right now.
Well, we will see. Fluto Shinzawa covers the Bruins for the Boston Globe. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.